Okay, if you don't see it by now, then you are simply just choosing not to see it. In case you don't already know, it is time to pick a side. Girl Vibes listeners, Girl Vibes tribe, it is time to pick a side. You must pick a side. You can't be wandering around and living your life saying, I don't know what I believe in. It's either time you worship Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, or you're worshiping the devil. There is no longer a gray area. There is no longer an opportunity for you to be walking around this earth uncertain, undecisive. You must pick a side, because if you don't pick to serve the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, then you will be worshiping the devil and you are entering very wicked territory. And I do not want that for you. You know, I don't watch any of the award shows anymore, but I know that the Grammys kept popping up on social media, and so I actually watched the performance, and it was a straight satanic ritual. They're no longer hiding. They're no longer out there in the mist and putting in symbolism and things like that in the Disney movies and stuff that they were before. Don't get me wrong, they're definitely still doing that, but they're no longer hiding. It's no longer something that you have to look for or listen for. It's literally everywhere. There was Illuminati symbols all over. Satan symbolism was literally everywhere in that performance. And the most sickening part of all of it is they got a standing ovation. People in Hollywood, they stood up, they clapped. I know that Madonna, she was introducing the performance and she was saying, you know, thanks for paving the way. And what they're saying is, thanks for being bold enough to stand up and say, we serve Satan. That's who we serve. And we're no longer hiding. They're no longer whispering things and putting stuff in their songs. They're blatantly coming out and telling you, this is what we do. Hollywood is evil. And they thrive on the fact that people idolize them. They watch them. They listen to them. They allow them to be manipulated and to follow their lead. People idolize them. People want to go to their concerts and watch their movies. They have them plastered all over their wall. They're sitting there singing all these different lyrics about confusion and filth and wickedness and perversion and all of those things. And they're after you. They're after the youth. They'll literally blatantly tell you in interview after interview that they are coming after the youth with songs because they want to get you hooked. They want to get you confused. They feed you lies and they manipulate you through their music and through their entertainment. Their whole agenda is to keep you confused about your identity. And for all of you out there who say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist, no, you're ignorant. You're naive. It's time to wake up. The devil is prowling. He's no longer hiding. He's no longer just in the silent messages of the videos and the ads and the commercials and the music. He's blatantly up in our face. There is satanic rituals clearly happening. If you start doing your own research, you'll start finding that all these celebrities are going to all these parties and they're doing filthy and wicked perversion things with each other. And they're having to do these things to be initiated into their cult, into their group. They drink blood. They do all these wicked, wicked things. It is time to wake up. You know, for kids YouTube, kids first create an account on YouTube. The very first video that it recommends is with a non-binary child interviewing kids about their gender. This child is asking them, like, how did you really know you were a girl? These kids are between like 7 and 11. Why are we so fixated on asking these questions? Because they want to confuse your identity, your beliefs, your purpose. The enemy wants to keep you lost, confused, depressed, and hopeless. He's after you. He wants to confuse you from a young, young age. Like, are you really a girl? Why do you think you're a girl? What? Why do you think this? Why do you think that? And have you start questioning your own identity. If he can have you question your own identity, then how could you ever find God? Because you're confused, you're uncertain, you're depressed, you're lost, you're wandering in the wilderness, you have no direction, there's no light in your dark path, there's nothing. That's exactly where he wants to keep you. He wants you to be confused, he wants you to be depressed, He wants you to have to be addicted and consistently thinking that you need medication. He wants to keep you drugged up. God made us in his like image. Therefore, if he keeps you from knowing your true identity, then he believes that he won't allow you to find who God is in you, that's already dwelling within you. Wake up. It is time to choose a side. I want to encourage you to stop listening to the music. Stop watching all the crap on TV and TikTok videos and everything that is feeding you and manipulating you with lies. It's all deception. Start reading the Bible. Start listening to godly messages of hope and truth and inspiration. There are so many people out there that are speaking biblical truth that will save your soul, that I promise will not leave you empty. You will no longer be depressed. You will no longer be lost. You will no longer be confused. You will no longer be hopeless. It is out there and it's accessible to you. What's happening, though, is that the demonic agenda of the world, of the enemy, of everyone that serves him, is trying to completely take over everything. And so what happens is, if you don't search for the truth, if you don't search for God, then you're going to be consistently attacked with all these lies and manipulation and all the wicked ways of the world. And so it's going to be harder and harder for you to find God. So you have to do it yourself. Your parents cannot follow you around 24 hours a day and hold your hand and tell you what's good and what's bad. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit that lives within you, and you have to first do that by forming a relationship with God. You know, I'm having conversations with parents, and they don't want to see any of this. They think that I'm a conspiracy theorist. They think that everyone that has the wisdom and the knowledge of God is a conspiracy theorist. They don't want to think that anything is wrong. They're completely blind. And the sad and disheartening thing for me is that some of you may have parents just like that. And so I'm telling you, you have to educate yourself. You have to start doing your own research. You have to use the wisdom within you to identify the truth from the lies. You have to save your soul. Do not follow the world. It is leading you straight to hell. Romans chapter 12, do not be conformed by the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you may prove what the will of God is, and which is good and acceptable and perfect. God is not a God of confusion. He is not a God of fear. He is not a God of perversion or a God of wickedness. He's a God of love and peace and gentleness and kindness and joy. I don't share these messages. I don't record these podcasts to spread messages of fear. I don't want to spread fear. God is not of fear. Instead, I want to share the spirit of awareness. I want to let you know what's happening out there, not so that you'll be afraid. Well, you should be afraid. Actually, you should be afraid if you're not choosing God. You should be afraid of what your future looks like, of what eternity may look like for you. But the good news is you can turn it around. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to let you know what's really going on, but that you're not trapped. You don't have to drag the chains around of this world, that you can be set free. You know, right now in Asbury University in Kentucky, there is a straight revival going on. It is so incredible. It's made me so, so emotional and made me so, so hopeful for our nation. The Holy Spirit is at work. The Holy Spirit is still moving. Last time I checked, it was like over 130 hours of straight worship. There's so many people showing up there that they're no longer can be contained within the building. They're just straight out on the yard, and they're all bowing down to the Lord and Savior, the King Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, the provider of all things. This is what God's about. This is so beautiful, and he wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you from addictions and sin and evil and depression. He wants to deliver you of fear and anxiety and confusion. He wants to bless you with his promises and his gifts. He wants good things for you. He wants to prosper you and give you a future and a hope. All you have to do is surrender, and there's nothing too big that you can't turn from. So I meet some people and they're like, yeah, but you don't know my past. You don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you just did 10 minutes ago before turning this on. It does not matter. God is a God of forgiveness. God, all he wants is you to surrender and allow him to have his perfect work in you. It's never too late. You've never gone too far for the love of God. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Psalms chapter 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and my loving eyes will remain on you. God will never forsake you like the world will. God will never abandon you like your mother or your father might have, or somebody important to you. God will never leave you. Once you give your life to God, he is forever with you. Even if you haven't given your life, he is still within you because he created you. He is your creator. He is the maker. He wants to love you and care for you and counsel you and direct you and give you everything that you need. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider of all things. I beg of you to give your life to the Lord today. Stop running. Stop believing the lies of the enemy. All he wants to do is to harm you and destroy you. He's going to do that through everything he can. He's going to use music. He's going to use entertainment. He's going to use Netflix. He's going to use shows. He's going to use TikTok. He's going to use social media and everything he can to get you hooked on drugs, to confuse you so that you don't know your identity. He doesn't want you to know whether you're a girl or whether you're a boy. He does not want you to know who you are. He doesn't want you to know your potential. He doesn't want you to know the plans that God has for you, the spiritual gifts that God already put within you. He doesn't want you to determine your skills, your talents. He doesn't want that for you. He wants to keep you oppressed. He wants to keep you in a state of mind where you don't feel like there is any hope for tomorrow. And God is the opposite. He wants to set you free. It's time to pick a side. Please do not wait any longer. Today is the day. Ask God to forgive you. Invite him into your heart. And just remember, there's no right or wrong way to pray. It's not about religion. He's not about religious things. He's about you coming to him wherever you are and saying whatever's on your heart. And he will hear you and comfort you and come to you. God will meet you wherever you are. He just wants to hear from you. So open your mouth and open your heart, and God will truly do the rest. Just repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I confess my sins and ask for your forgiveness. Please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Take complete control of my life and help me to walk in your footsteps daily by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and for answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. I also want to encourage you to download a Bible app today. I use a couple different Bible apps. I think the best one for maybe new beginners is the YouVersion. You can just download that. Again, it's called YouVersion. And when you're in the YouVersion app, you can go to the very bottom, and there's a homepage, and then there's the Bible, and you can go and find whatever book you want to read. And then right next to that is plans. When you click on plans, it will actually show you a bunch of different plans. And you can click plans that are related to what you're going through. Maybe it's love, maybe anxiety, anger, depression, fear, stress, jealousy. There's tons of different options. Or you can also go to the top right, and there's actually this little magnifying glass, and you can search for something that's more relatable to what you're going through. And it's a devotional, and it's super, super cool. Some of them are 5 days, some of them are 7 days or a little bit longer, but they're very short and they're practical enough for you to just get into. So you read the devotional, and then we'll have supporting scripture after that. This is a fantastic way for you to start building your personal relationship with God and to start getting some guidance into that, and then also to be able to start reading some scripture.
And it's not about reading it as a regular book. I know regular books we read from the beginning to the end. With the Bible, you can go through different books throughout the Bible. So you can start in the middle and you can go to the end, you can go to the beginning, you can go wherever the Holy Spirit leads you to go, but don't feel pressure that it has to be read a specific way. And the Bible is also not meant to be read quickly. There's so many things that you can meditate on. You read the scripture and you just ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand. And I think that's why a lot of people are turned off from the Bible, is because they think it's too hard for them to understand. There's so many different versions that make it easier. You can also just Google things online that can help you break down certain scriptures to make it more applicable to your life. And that way you can just apply it, have a little bit clearer understanding. The best thing to do before reading the Bible is to always pray. Just ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand what you're reading, to give you wisdom, to be able to break it down, and then have him help you, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, guide you on how to make that applicable in your life. Please do not wait another day. It is time to pick a side. God wants you. He created you. He misses you. He wants to hear from you. He wants to give you a better life. He wants to set you free. Do not believe the lies of the devil any longer. Today is the day. Choose a